Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Captive, written by Tony Park and read by Claudia Greenstone. Author's note: the problems facing Africa's wildlife seem almost as numerous as the number of non-governmental organizations trying to protect and conserve it. I am a supporter of several charities taking very different approaches to these issues, including anti-poaching, relocation of wildlife, conservation, and demand reduction. There is no single solution to the problems of poaching and the illegal trade in wildlife products. The organizations and people depicted in this novel may bear similarity to real-life bodies and individuals, but I assure you they are not based on any person or group. Prologue. South Africa, 1998. Insele was scared of nothing, nobody. Not lions, not leopards, not hyenas, nor even the wild dogs, who were professional killers. What he lacked in heart, he made up for in attitude and ferocity. He was a killer, and no one messed with him. But he knew when it was time to run. Insele leapt over a fallen log and scrambled under a thorn bush. He felt no pain from the barbs that tried to hook him. He was invincible. He was young. But he was scared. Behind him, his pursuers had taken to a vehicle. The Land Rover bounced over the open flay of dry golden grass, flattening stems and lurching in and out of a landscape, cratered by the sinking feet of elephants passing through here during the last rainy season. The black soil had hardened now into 100,000 potholes. It didn't slow him. Nothing could stop him. If they cornered him, somehow, somewhere, he would kill them, and their deaths would be vile and bloody. If they wanted to kill him, they would have done so by now. They had guns, and they'd had a clear shot at him, but they were still in pursuit. They wanted him alive. Insele had evaded traps in the past, amateurish affairs that were easy to circumvent and easier still to escape from. He would not be taken easily. He ran and he ran, but the men were faster. Insele scurried up and over a termite mound, but when he started sliding down the far side, he saw he had run into a trap. There, in front of him, was another open-topped Land Rover, parked and waiting. A man stood in the open rear with a dart gun. "Honey badger!" The driver of the vehicle pointed at Insele. Insele turned and tried to get over the mound again, but the dart left the weapon with a pfft, and Insele felt a pain in his arse.